You know what they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And for my case, it's exactly the truth. I am my father's son. So not only if you look at pictures of my father when we were younger, when he was younger, you will swear you're looking at a picture of me. But not only did I adopt all of my father's facial features, I adopted his attitude in everything. So in the 80s and the 90s, my dad's dance move was a cartwheel at weddings. Now, doesn't sound that impressive until you realize my dad is like 265, 270. Big guy, huge man. And he would do a cartwheel across the dance floor. And every wedding, everybody got looked forward to my father doing the cartwheel. So it was then passed on to me. You got to do the cartwheel. Well, me weighing 180 pounds, doing a cartwheel isn't impressive. Anybody at my weight can do a cartwheel. So of course I not only had to come up with a dance move, it had to be better than my father's. And I learned to do the worm. So I've been doing the worm for years now. Well, now, at the wedding, I've had maybe one too many tequilas, one too many drinks, and word gets out I can do the worm. So everybody starts yelling, "Do the worm, do the worm." So they make they split the dance floor like the ocean, like Moses crossing the Nile or whatever it was. And so I go to do the worm. Now, instead of starting off on my stomach and doing the worm, I jump down. I jump from a standing position down to a push-up position. I catch myself, and then I go into the worm. It's something to see. Well, when you drink, have too much to drink, and you go from a standing to a jumping down position, it's very hard to catch yourself. Your depth perception becomes very low, and that is what happened. So I went chin first right onto the dance floor. But I didn't play it. I no-sold it. I pretended it didn't hurt, and I just kept doing the worm. I did the worm. I got up. Everybody's like, yeah. And so I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I noticed there's blood on my shirt. And I'm like, uh-oh. Where's this blood coming from? When I hit my chin, I scraped open my chin. Now, I've cut my chin open so many times. I've been to the emergency room so many times to stitch my chin back together. It's like my number one place I cut myself. So now all I'm thinking is I've split my chin wide open. I got to go to the ER. Luckily, it was just a scrape. But I got to tell you, my chin is bruised. It is so sore to touch, which means now I can't shave for a while because I'll just have a black and blue chin. But you know what? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, or in this case, the bruised apple.